Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
We are back. Let's Paint It Black. I'm your host, Judge Referee Pete. Joining me this week, fighting for the vacated title, we got Brian.
What's up, Pete?
I like the power fist. Mm-hmm. We got Lou.
What's going on?
And joining us via Skype from Attention Deficit Order and Geek Dig Podcast, two of my favorites, we got Skip.
Good evening, folks.
Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right. To be honest, I'm a little nervous, right? This is a competition and a humor competition. We'll see how we do.
We're not much competitors, so I think you're all right.
Yeah. You listen. These guys never win.
Just don't make fun of Pete. That's the biggest.
Yeah, I do have control of all
They may
points.
Never win, Pete, but they always make me laugh, and that's a bit intimidating. Mm.
Did you drop the news?
I dropped my phone. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. So Pete's phone, huh? On the floor.
Hopefully the screen didn't crack, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it'd be hard to do the news.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Found it. It fell in a plastic bag. We're good.
You're trying to run away.
So, anyway, how's everyone doing?
The news is that bad, huh?
Yeah, we just said, fuck it. Smash the phone. Oh, well, show's over.
See you next week.
All right. Does that mean I win by default?
Yes.
Default. Anyway, how was everyone's week this week?
I'm in mourning, man. Y'all know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Palmer.
When he died, the first person I had to call was Lou. I was like, yo, Lou, your boy's dead.
Yeah.
Who's going to mix the iced tea and lemonade now? Shaq?
No, Shaq does like...
Wait, so Arno Palmer just died?
Yeah, like this week.
Yeah, he died like Monday or Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, I'm drinking in his memory.
That's why you have all the Arnold Palmers. I got it.
Sort of.
No, that's why he ventured into Jack Nicklaus themed beverages.
I don't want to drink out of a dead guy's head, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Lou.
Yeah, isn't that the way zombie movies start?
Lou drinks like a cartoonish amount of Arizona. Laura Palmer's here. Actually, at this point, you have like three separate drinks.
Yeah. Well, these are my two staples, the Arizona Arnold Palmer and the green tea. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, let me try this guy, the Golden Bear.
It's strawberry and lemonade, right?
Lemonade, yeah.
I don't know. Without booze in it, that doesn't sound like the greatest combo.
It actually rocks on a really fucking hot day. That's something I'll slug a couple glasses back of.
While he fans himself on his porch.
That's right.
It's mighty powerful.
I live in the valley in California, and during the summer it gets up to 110, 120.
Oh my God.
So you need a fan and a front porch and some strawberry lemonade.
But there's ooh wee weather. Ooh wee.
So you're from the valley, man. Is it true about the girls out there? Are they all fucking like retarded sounding?
So if you go further south in the valley than I am, yes, you get a lot of that like and totally and oh my God and stuff like that.
Damn, Frank Zappa was right.
Well, and same with the Nicolas Cage movie. Mm.
I forgot about Valley Girl, the movie.
Valley Girl, the movie, right? That was fairly accurate. Up where I am, it's a little bit less of that nature and more the Northern California kind of accent, which is a bit different.
Is it smarter sounding?
Well, you'd have to judge for yourself. I don't know.
Sounds like Keanu Reeves.
It kind of sounds like Robin Williams, I guess. You know, if you take away the coke.
Just a guy who committed suicide?
Everyone launches into stereotypical black preacher voices.
Yeah. There's a bit of that, yeah. I mean, you've heard Attention Deficit Order. Chris does that all the time.
What do you think his last words were?
Robin Williams?
Yeah. Like nanu nanu or?
Shaz's butt.
I don't know.
I regret toys.
Right.
That's probably it. Toys was on the TV. He happened to be walking by and caught, 5 minutes of it and just decided to end it.
Hello, Cool J. What was I thinking?
Right. Yeah, that movie was boring, man.
That's a real tragic joke right there. I'm a little upset by that.
Bicentennial, man. Maybe it was that one.
Or Flubber.
Flubber is a... Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or pretty much anything. Jumanji sucked. I mean, I don't really like him.
Jumanji was great when I was a kid.
No, yeah, I loved Jumanji when I was a kid.
You're right. It just didn't have staying
power. It didn't hold up.
Yeah. No. Mrs. Doubtfire.
I loved that movie when I was a kid. Yeah. Now it's creepy as fuck.
Even back then, yeah. I wasn't about it.
You see, they're remaking Jumanji.
Yeah.
With who?
The Rock.
Uh-huh. Not just him, though.
Jack Black.
Not just him.
The girl from Doctor Who.
All right, stop. What I'm getting at
Jackie
is
Chan?
That shithead that he just did a movie with, Kevin Hart.
Oh. This sounds like a much better movie.
No, that guy's the worst.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Skip?
Yeah, I just asked if Kevin Hart was going to be in Jumanji.
Yep. Yeah.
The remake. Oh, jeez.
That guy's terrible.
I didn't mind that Central Intelligence movie, actually.
Easily the least funny black guy in America.
No way, man. He was awesome in anything, really.
Name a black guy less funny than him.
That's the broadest statement ever.
Like, historically or just right now?
Just like right now, whoever. Like, whoever.
Chris Tucker, Eddie Murphy.
No, less funny than Kevin Hart?
Right now.
Oh, right. No, I still don't think so, no.
That's why I asked you, historically or right now?
Kevin Hart's the worst guy.
Obama?
Well, can we...
Oh, that guy's taking knees at the fucking anthem.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, man. He's not funny at all, bro. He's growing his fro out.
I'll watch him all day, though. Kevin Hart, not so much.
Why, man? He's shaped like... He's black you.
He's, you know, he's not. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
You're right. He made it, bro.
Motherfucker.
You know, I like Kevin Hart's stand-up. I think he's pretty good as a stand-up, but his movies I'm not a super fan of. He's not a great actor.
I think
go ahead.
I said he should be in more movies with Shaq, just like the comparison between them is great.
Definitely. Just like a twins too.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because
that's phenomenal, Lou.
Yeah, because Kevin Hart's going to have to carry him like Danny DeVito carried that fucking robot.
No, but I agree. Kevin Hart, his stand-up, I like a lot. His movies do leave some to be desired. Mm-hmm. Although I did like the one he did with Will Ferrell.
Get Hard.
I thought that was funny.
That was only funny because of keystring jokes.
Yeah, that's true. And Will Ferrell's interesting form of smack talk in that movie.
Oh, I love when he gives up on Will Ferrell. I was like, bro, you're just going to have to suck dick. That's it. Like, I'm going to teach you how to suck a dick.
They take him to the gay bar and he's like, inches away,
mouth open like holding his nose like he's jumping in a pool.
Yeah, see, that's a funny movie. Granted, more Will Ferrell than Kevin Hart.
All right, so name black guys that are funnier than him. If you
all of them,
that's a fucking general
statement. All like 12 of the Wayans brothers.
I agree. Yeah, I like them better. They're funny.
Just Hannibal
Buress is funnier, but he's great.
Yeah.
He's not around, but Patrice is way funnier.
He's dead, and yeah, he's the funniest black guy he'd ever lived, though. Like,
yeah, you're just picking the cream of the crop.
I mean, everybody, like, Eddie Murphy's funnier.
Right now.
And he's still got a better body of work.
Does he?
Right now, Kevin Hart's not doing anything.
For every Coming to America, there's, like, a haunted mansion, bro. Like,
Norbit.
Well, Kevin Hart has, like, 10 Norbits under his belt, so let's stop playing.
Professor 1 and 2, I mean.
Ugh, the clumps.
Oh, yeah, the clumps. That was a stinker.
What about that movie he did with where, like, everyone's... He's a robot or something like that, and everyone's in his brain?
Meet Dave.
Yeah, boom. Terrible.
Oh, I never saw
the movie where, like, all the leaves in the tree come off when he curses or some shit like that.
Right.
No, when he talks to or something.
Whatever, bro. Yeah. It was stupid.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
My kids love Meet Dave. They will watch that movie on repeat. It's Ooh. Weird.
How about Daddy Daycare? That wasn't that bad.
I stopped watching him, bro, at that point. I was like, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to go back to the 80s when he was the man.
Yeah, if he's not voicing a cartoon donkey, I don't really have a lot of interest now.
Even that's run its course.
Yeah, it has.
But, yeah, still. Yeah, everybody.
How did we get on this?
Jumanji.
Oh,
yeah. Robin Kevin Williams. Hart.
That's right. We took the long road.
What?
His last words.
Last words. Not new.
Yeah. Oh. I love Robin Williams.
Why?
That's dark.
He was all right.
He was a funny man. Brought a lot of joy to my youth.
Not going to lie, I liked him better when he wasn't being funny.
Oh, he's great at dramatic acting.
Yeah. He was a much better dramatic actor, you're right. Like, what's that movie he did with Matt Damon?
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, boom. That's a great movie.
That photo movie was pretty fucking creepy.
1 hour photo.
Fucking My Captain, My Captain.
Sand in the Loop?
No, yeah. That's about some cholos in
high
school.
I was going to say, that didn't have him.
Dead Poet Society. Stand and Deliver?
Yeah, I was trying to remember Dead Poet Society. That was probably my favorite dramatic role by him.
I can't teach these kids.
I think I just inadvertently screwed up Robin Williams with Edward James Olmos.
Guy's got seal face, bro.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we start the show off proper? We're getting to that.
What, the week?
That's when we started.
Oh, all right.
All yeah. Right. So start the show proper. I want to start scoring this thing. excuse the voice, fighting a cold. Let's get this thing going.
Cider cold.
All right. So from this point on, I'm going to start scoring this game. Funny comments get a point, unfunny comments get a dong. Winner at the end gets a belt in 20 seconds at the end to say whatever they would like. Let's cheers this bitch. We got some waters here and an Arnold Palmer.
Cheers.
We've really gotten G-rated in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, I'll hold down the fort. I'm drinking Woodford Reserve Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey.
There you go.
So
I thought you were going to be like Everclear, bro. Just getting blind drunk tonight.
No. This is a little bit better.
Gonna go upstairs and break that Meet Dave CD, that DVD.
Dude. Right? Yeah. We have it digitally, so unfortunately they can download it onto whatever device they want. It will live forever. But the Everclear and grape soda, that was high school. I don't do that anymore.
Did you grow up in the hood?
No.
Grape soda, yeah. That's a...
I was not too far from East Palo Alto, which was a pretty bad neighborhood when I was a teen and a kid. But no, I was not in the ghetto. I was nearby. And so maybe picked up the grape soda from osmosis or something.
Right. Ghetto adjacent.
Well, to move our PG rating to R rating, I figured since ADO's on, I'm going to smoke a little Gorilla Glue in honor of you guys. So here you go.
Nice. I love that strain.
From this point on, it's downhill for Brian.
Cider Pete wasn't going strong anyway.
Yeah, I'm smoking Ghost Train Haze right now, which is
that sounds
decent
awesome.
Sativa.
Let's kick this off. How was everyone's week? Any stories to tell or things of note?
Well, my grandfather was in the hospital, but I take care of that. But
how was he?
He's doing all right, man. I had to skip out on VG Times 3, so how was that show?
It was good.
Good. Did you guys do a whole episode?
We ended up going about 45 minutes.
Awesome, man. Yeah. And then I just got back from Atlantic City, saw Steve Aoki in Premier Club in Borgata. Guys, we were doing it wrong as kids, man. Heavy metal sucks. We should have been watching. The girls there are just looking to get it, and they're super hot, and they're just all in it. I would have faked it. Whatever. I'm like, yeah, man. It's like, even as a kid, like, I didn't really like EDM as a kid, but like, I'm like, fuck, this is what EDM's about: popping bottles in the club and fucking hot bitches. Fuck metal, bro. It's just sweaty dudes.
Is that why you go to this thing?
No, I like the music now, but I'm talking about when I was like, fucking.
You did say like, you fake it.
Well, when I was younger,
played a little concert Tinder.
No, when I was younger, I mean, I didn't really like it, right? But I would have faked it now. I would like, now that I know the deal. It's, dude, I saw a guy pop a bottle of champagne, spill all over himself, like, wasn't mad. He was just like, he shook his arms and then just sprayed it in the fucking VIP. I was just like,
it sounded gay to you,
right? It was going a real gay route.
Yeah.
This guy was just glistening with champagne.
Right. No, he sprayed all over the chicks out with
contest.
I could have sworn you said all over himself.
You said himself.
Yeah.
No, at first it was all of his arm and shit, and then he was like, "Fuck,
stop!"
Did he start doing the sprinkler to spray the water everywhere?
Yeah. No, but it was great, man. Steve Aoki finishes his show where he fucking jumps up on his little DJ booth, and he's just like, he plays a song where one of the lyrics is like something about cake. I don't know. I was a little, I was fucking, I could barely hear in there. And he picks up an actual cake and blasts a bitch in the face with it.
Okay, that part I'm in for.
Bro, it's like a Gallagher style ending.
Yeah, she's like boom right in the crowd, and like
everyone in the front row just picks up that big tarp.
Dude, like, and then I saw her walking after, and she's fucking still covered in cake, man. You can't, you know, it was like a white and blue birthday cake. And like, she was just, I heard her talking to her friend. She's like, yeah, man, he picked me out of the crowd. I was like, to what? Jump on his DJ booth and fucking pelt you with the fucking cake like a Three Stooge?
Seriously. And then if you keep dancing after that, you're going to get all sticky and shit. I mean, that doesn't sound like any fun.
No, that's why he ends with it.
Yeah. <right. laughs> Well, but still, right? I mean, you know, there's after parties and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. She got to drive home. Point.
She has to go home and fucking bang some dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was crazy. You know, like how animalistic it got in there, man. It was like people would just fuck. It was like that Matrix 2, like where like.
Oh, was that bad?
No. Well, yeah. It was like Morpheus got up in there. It's like, this is Zion, and fucking all the people just like just started dancing hard.
Just black dudes offering people pills and shit.
No, no, no.
Did you go down the rabbit hole?
Right. Bro, I would have told him to take that blue pill and shove it up his ass. I like some Matrix.
Fun fact about Steve Aoki. His dad, no joke.
Buddy Otto.
Benny Hanna.
Oh.
Founded it.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Was he the one that got arrested in The Wolf of Wall Street?
I don't know. He just mentioned it on Mark Maron this week.
Who was? Steve Aoki?
Steve Aoki.
Oh, he was on Mark Maron?
Yeah. So, that's my extent of knowledge on the man. Let's move on. Luke, stories?
Well, I already told you about my boy.
Yeah, you've had a rough week.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
I'm in a dark place, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, if you go back real quick. We finally got that package from Crazy J and Rock Comedy Show. So I might as well give out a couple things real quick. To Lou, the dude wipes that was promised.
Wait, this is for wiping your ass. He promised something for...
Those are wiping your balls.
No.
It's a powder. There's a powder. You put it in your hand, you wipe it on your nuts. Keeps
really? Because this sounds like baby wipes for dudes. That's
pretty much what it is.
Like they dip them in you know...
Lou, you grumpy bitch. Accept the free thing.
I was expecting a small bottle.
Accept the gift.
This is it? This is for your nuts? Listen, as
would you expect the thing to have a cock and balls in the front with a guy just like yes, feeling fresh?
Maybe like a two round globes surrounded by like snowflakes as the logo or something.
Yeah, dangerous when you're nuts.
No, because they're like cool when you're nuts.
All right, stop bitching.
Wait, he said the product was called Fresh Nuts.
Fresh balls.
No, you said the product. He said dude wipes.
No.
Fresh balls is different. I know that one.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Look,
this is for wiping your asshole powder. And being cool about it.
Dude, I don't know. All right, give him the Pete. You get the hangover shit.
Okay. Here you go, Pete.
And then, for Pete, you get the, since you're the only one who drinks here, man.
Yeah.
At this point, the hangover stuff.
Oh, sweet. Hangover cure.
Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have a chance to see what
hangover
these are.
Hangover Joes.
But here, pass these down to Pete.
I think this is like Pez or something.
And this is Zip Fizz. This is a healthy... this looks like...
Energy mix.
I guess you put it in your...
You pop this in your beverage.
Here you go, Lou. Some more.
Oops. You drop it in your beer, and it's like Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, iced tea flavor.
I guess, yeah, man. Maybe it's like okay. Red Bull. If it was Red Bull, I wouldn't want it.
I think I could fucks with this.
It's iced tea flavor. Yeah. I'll put it in my lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. I only need one more flavor.
Jay, thanks again. We appreciate it. Well,
man.
I guess two of us do.
Yeah, two of us greatly do. Lou's a hater.
I thank you. My nuts, not so much.
Why don't you grab his nuts? Right. We're fucking
you have grumpy nuts, huh, Lou?
Grumpy nuts.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Lou must have like the most horribly sweaty nuts ever because everything you do on this show is like, oh, maybe my balls can get cooler and drier.
Lou has a condition known as Angry Sack.
I mean, I can't dispute any of that.
It's like his balls are two member berries or something like that.
Remember cool weather?
They've got like their own little ecosystem.
Remember being dry? No, never. All right, Skip, how was your week?
My week, you know, I had a very unexciting week.
You guys finished up this season of ADO.
Well, yeah, in all reality, that doesn't mean a whole lot because next week we'll just be back again. It's more just our numbering system, but, you know, yeah, that means I think we're on 264 episodes or something like that.
Damn, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Since 2011. I podcasted with Geek Dig and ADO this week. But other than that, I went to work and then drove down to the valley to spend the weekend with my family. And that's not a whole lot of excitement on my end.
I double that. Let's
You have an exciting thing to talk about.
Very exciting.
Someone say an excitering thing to talk about.
Fuck you.
All right. Pete tried to get by without telling the story.
Huh? There's no story to tell. I went to the Pour the Core Cider Fest in
Riverhead.
That's what they call it.
Pour the Core?
Pour the Core.
Pour the Core.
Pour.
Clever name, because core, you know, is a center of an apple.
Yes, that is indeed what is in the middle of an apple. And
next year is Back the Mac.
Boo.
No? But Pour the Core, it's like...
I didn't name it, so whatever. No, it was fun. Went with a bunch of friends. You go for like an hour or two. You just kind of... It's not
only an hour or two? But yeah. You're at a cider festival. It's like an all day, like 3 days.
It's not a big thing.
Yeah.
And then we got some food.
Was it like apple-themed food?
No, like barbecue. Apple,
what
apple,
the fuck? Apple Jacks.
I'm really blowing up the whole world here, but... No apple food.
So any like soft rock bands playing your favorite jams or anything?
They
like
had a DJ.
Oh. Yeah. No Tower of Power or the Temptations?
Right.
No, the Four Seasons were not there.
Mumford & Sons wasn't just fucking killing it?
There was a chick with a violin at one point just wandering around.
Just playing her favorite tunes?
Yeah, it's like hipster chick world.
How many top hats?
One bowler.
Monocles?
No monocles.
I kept the beards though.
Lots of beards. Lots and lots of beards.
Like well-oiled beards.
With the waxed up mustache? Just
the mustache. You have to say it that way too.
Mustache.
This wax is exclusively for mustaches.
I feel that you're being pretty judgmental on my EDM show with the Cider Fest.
Oh, you hit me first. Look, don't judge
hot
my...
Hot women and booze at the club? Ha! Huh. Cider's where it's at in the field.
Women and booze that not you partook of neither, sir. You were more excited about the gentleman with champagne.
I've reached a certain age now where I don't have to participate. I can just watch and be creepy.
Be a real creepo about it.
Man, that guy and that chick are just going ugly. That's going to be sexy.
That's upsetting. That's upsetting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
You're that guy just watching. Breathing too heavy?
No.
Like your whole body, your shirtless body pressed up against their window or something.
Your glittered bosom just smearing all over their window.
It's like, yo, you want a third?
Can I join?
Right.
Room for one more. That's a cider fest. That's how you do it. But that has nothing to do with sex.
I brought champagne.
So what breweries were there?
A couple of the East End ones. Crooked Ladder. Mustache.
Of course there's one called Mustache.
You guess what their logo is? Curled up mustache. No, there was a couple beer places. And a moonshinery.
A moonshinery?
Yeah, apparently that's a thing.
Straight out the woods, bro. Yeah. Like...
I did not sample the moonshine.
So yeah, there's no...
Still right there?
Yeah, thing blew up.
No clever puns for the breweries?
What do you mean?
Like Pour the Core was the name of the place, but there's no clever like puns for the breweries.
The next beer festival is Punktoberfest.
Punktoberfest? What do you mean?
They do Oktoberfest with pumpkin themed beer and punk rock music. I skipped this one. Mm-hmm. I like Bayfest.
You know, I like my idea better. I'm sure Pete has heard of Inktober, right?
No.
Really? As an artist, you haven't heard Inktober?
No, I don't. Is it a tattoo thing?
No. You draw something in ink every day of the month.
Oh, never done that.
And I was thinking, mix it with Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And do it drunk.
Do a drunk drawing once a day.
Drinktober. Yeah.
But how? Well, you got to be wasted, though. You can't be like having sips of drinks. You got to get blown up and then draw. Those are funny things to probably look at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to be like, oh, I drank a nice pumpkin beer and I drew this lovely drawing. Like,
you got to get stupid with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drank a 40 of Old English.
And 40 OE, son.
Got to do it right.
All right. Let's move on. Do some news.
All right, Painted Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
That surprised me.
I've been switching them up.
Yeah, going back and forth. You weren't here that week. Mm. All right, we start our news with a sad tale of bullying and pizza. A group of teenage girls in Oregon have figured out a way to get free pizza, and it's mighty fucked up.
They call this motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
Wheat.
Causing a scene. Yep.
At about 12:20 a.m., they ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut, ordered the driver to go to a large apartment complex, and once he shows up, they tase the shit out of him and steal the pizza.
That's not a free pizza. That,
technically,
that's
yes.
Assault.
I thought it right. Yeah. I was expecting like a loophole in the system or something.
Well, right. They got caught. Like,
where like they order it for the person next door, and then like they catch the guy on the way out. Like
they did.
Well, since you know you can't deliver it,
they did catch the guy on the way out.
I know, but
they caught him with a taser.
It's not even creative.
No, that's your complaint. Bold and Belligerent's been doing that for 3 or 4 years.
Right. Dude, man, like
they're not even getting pizza.
Oh, here's the plan, guys. When
right,
when the guy gets out of his car, I'm just gonna sucker punch him and take the pizza.
Yeah,
I have another story.
Is it that
along those lines? Let me find.
Really, there's more pizza tasing.
There's a lot of pizza and taser news this week.
Like, really,
not necessarily all in the same story. But let's do this one. This is why you shouldn't try these pranks or pizza theft. This was a simple plan that a couple of men, four guys, came up with in Illinois to rob a man. They figured they'd order a pizza, deliver it to an abandoned house, leap out of the bushes, kick the shit out of him, steal his shit.
Wait, they're going to steal the Pizza Boy stuff?
Yeah. But
there's ones and fives.
And the pizza.
It's like $80. Well,
yeah, and that, seriously, that's a good haul, I guess.
And that bag that keeps it hot.
Got black market value.
Don't forget about that.
But here's what happened to these guys. They were not expecting the pizza boy to be Napoleon Harris III, who is not only an Illinois state senator, he's a guy who owns two Beggar's Pizza franchises, so he was just, you know, helping out, let his employees go home early. He also happens to be 6'3", weighed 250 pounds, and was a professional linebacker for several NFL teams, including the Oakland Raiders and Minnesota Vikings.
Excellent.
So you got to abort.
No, yeah. They went for it.
It's like, God, well, you know what? This pizza boy is going to get us. So wait for like a younger, fucking not as jacked up pizza boy.
No, they're right. Like, they were full force. Like, fuck it, we're taking on Luke Cage over here. And it did not go well. They tried to hit this guy. They were kicking and hitting him, and he wasn't even budging. Eventually, they did manage to take the pizza and his wallet in the scuffle, and they ran. He chased them. He caught them, found the car. The car was abandoned. These guys had taken off. When he called the cops, the cops showed up and found blood in the car from the car's actual owner. Turns out these motherfuckers had previously murdered a guy and taken his car. And because they tried to rob the pizza boy, they are now behind bars. Like, they actually caught him like this.
Did they kill the last pizza boy they tried to rob?
Apparently. Took his wheels.
I didn't know delivering pizzas was, like,
dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
High risk.
Yeah. This escalated quickly.
Like, I'm going to start tipping my pizza guy higher.
Yeah. I have noticed that I almost never get the same pizza dude. It's always, it rotates.
It's too hard, man.
I just figured it was like a shit job.
Yeah, and mine always runs in a serpentine pattern.
These guys are probably just all dead.
It's like the NFL, right? You have a short career because your body just can't keep up with all the injuries and the damage from people trying to jump you and tase you and shit.
Considering our news theme, too, I figured this is a good line to tie up how poorly these guys did against this guy. As they were all attempting to beat on him, one guy went out of his way to hit him really hard, and Napoleon never moved. He just looked at him like Hulk Hogan, and the guys ran.
He just got popped in the face and just ate it. What kind of weak-fisted, pillow-handed motherfucker hit this dude?
This doesn't sound like someone who's in the gym on a regular basis, nor someone who probably is terribly intelligent. So, I'm guessing that there are drugs involved and that they were probably skinny motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're tweaking. They're like meth guys.
They probably should have had a baseball bat.
Yeah, hindsight. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take on Senator Beatass, you got to definitely come prepared.
That way you could hit him in the kneecap and he'll drop regardless. And then it's not attempted murder.
The way this story reads, that bat would have just snapped.
Yeah, he does sound like he's packing a superpower or two. Well,
yeah, like when somebody tries to hit Superman with something.
If the bat snapped and I thought he was going to kill me, man, I would just staked him like a vampire. Bro. Like, all right, well, now it's self-defense at this point because I think I'm going to die.
One of us is not surviving. All right, let's do another one. We got, let's see. Let's do another taser-related story.
Jeez.
This one.
You've got a definite theme going.
You know what's funny? This is all coincidental. It was a slow news week. It's just every story just seemed to have this common thread. A cop is getting sued after after he accidentally tased a woman. Even after he bought her a cake that said, "Sorry, I tased you" on it. I'm going to show that to Lou. There you go.
How could you accidentally tase somebody?
He didn't buy this.
No, he made that cake. I said it wrong. You can't look at that picture. And it's got a little stick figure drawing. Of a man tasing a woman.
Oh. Was he tasing another cop?
No, it was just some lady.
So what's the belts about?
Those are the strings from the taser.
No, they're wearing like belts. It looks like officer belts.
Are you really trying to art critique this thing?
What? It does, though, right?
It looks like they're hula hooping. It's terrible.
Well, let's give him an A for effort. But I'm sure a cop is not probably going to be really, really good with frosting.
Who did he tase?
All right, the woman's name was Stephanie Byron, and she claims that the cop entered her apartment complex and tried to intimidate, harass, and threaten her. It doesn't say why. Something about sweet tea. He took her sweet tea and refused to give it back, and when she approached him to get it back, he just tased her and to the ground and jumped on her.
Like, that was the last bottle of the Arnold Palmer by Arizona. Yeah. He was after it.
Yeah, it was a collector's item.
That cop was
parched. Yeah, it's like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka, you know? You got to fucking fight for those things.
It takes you to the Palmer factory.
The cop was parched, man. He just needed himself some sweet tea.
Yeah, dude. I'm sure it gets hot wearing all that gear.
The funny thing about this, he claims that they were just engaged in horseplay.
You ever tased a horse before?
Yeah. Doesn't go well.
That's not horseplay. That's cop play, bro. That's what cops tase people.
But I enjoy this cop's mentality. If I'm going to tase this woman over nothing, you know what'll stop this lawsuit? Cake.
Yeah.
Cake right. Solves everything.
Did he tase
especially
her?
Cake that has a triggering fucking picture on top of it sounds like.
It's like beating someone up and then giving them a cake. Sorry, you got your ass whooped. Picture of him bleeding on it.
Yeah, right.
That's right. You get those, you know how you can get those like print photos that you put on top of a cake? You get one of her mugshot after the tasing.
Just all
put
like
that on there.
Like sunken-eyed and broken.
That's right. Still drooling a little bit from, you know, 50,000 volts.
Yeah, right. Hair standing on end.
Her shirt burned.
Like Marv from Home Alone when he touched the electric thing.
That's right.
All right, let's get off of pizza and tasers for a while. Let's
you
do.
You think you could cook a pizza with a taser?
At least the surrounding area where it hits, sure.
Before we get off it completely.
You could fucking roast the top.
It's a good way to melt the cheese.
I think you need a whole bunch of tasers working together.
Yeah.
You need some sort of, like, taser grill.
Bandolero of tasers.
I'd like to see that.
It would be interesting. It'd take a long time, though. You're right.
And the crust would just be like doughy as fuck. It was just the top would be nice.
But it would be crispy at points.
Yeah, you could reheat maybe, not cook.
Yeah. All right, non-pizza related news. This one just made me laugh because there's very little information about it. But there's a series of very upsetting photos out of China this week when an 18-year-old guy figured he wanted to see if he could fit a wedding ring around his dick.
He got a thin dick, bro.
Yeah.
Dude. Here's what happened. He did it.
Ugh.
But he couldn't get it off.
He
went 2 days with strangled dick and eventually had to call. This is the part I can't look at the pictures. had to call the fire department to come in with some snippers and take this thing off.
If you had it for 2 days, I would have definitely gone to Home Depot before I would have fucking ordered the Chinese version of that. Like, to find
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Or Rose.
Rose. Rose. True value.
Rose.
Yeah, so I would definitely go to like a hardware store, their equivalent of what the hell that is in their country, and try to get that off like that. A pair of pliers and just to butter your dick up.
He may have. It took.
Do they have butter and pliers in Japan or China?
I don't know.
I'm sure they have pliers, but butter they may not.
They have animal fat and pliers.
They have, what are you talking about? They have other Chinese people. They probably melt down.
The melted corpses of dissidents.
Yeah, you ever see, what's that movie? With Tom Hanks, where he's going throughout time. It's like one of the Coen brothers.
Oh, no, that was Cloud Atlas?
Cloud Atlas, yeah. It's like that, where they were just like taking the old Chinese waitresses and just fucking turning them to goo for the other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Just recycling people.
Mm-hmm. Turn them into soiling green.
You what?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I said I never watched that movie.
I like it.
It's long and confusing, but not bad. It does. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
You should write the back of the box.
Yeah, bro. Seriously.
Long, confusing, but not bad.
Check out my Amazon reviews. 1 star. Meh. Well, it took the firefighters 90 minutes to get this guy out of this ring.
90 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know how well
it was like a Chinese fire drill going on in there, bro.
How long were you sitting on that one?
Since I read the headline.
Since he said something about Chinese people.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, each person had to take a turn at it because it was on there so fucking good.
He must have.
You imagine getting Jaws of Life out to bust that little thing off? A little wedding ring? We tried everything else. All right, bring in the Jaws.
It's what? China. I'm surprised they didn't just cut the guy's dick off.
I'm surprised they got it without doing that.
Yeah, that girl probably.
His dick is that tiny.
She was a China girl, so she had these probably dainty little fingers, man.
Yeah.
He must have had the thinnest dick
like I've a pinky ever. Ring.
It looked like a worm, man. Like, what's fitting on that?
Who's marrying that?
Some other person looks just like him.
A woman with saint. A tiny vagina.
A fucking saint.
I don't know where he got the ring. It's not even clear on that. It doesn't say it's his ring.
It's been in the family for 200 years, and now you know this is.
And now you know
swan song.
Yeah, where's Nana's ring? We don't tell that story.
You fucking stupid son put it on its dick.
Now no one can use it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Zhang.
Do they have wedding rings in China? I know nothing about China, bro. I'm just now asking all these questions that you don't have the answers to.
Yeah, they're not here in the news story. I assume they do, because a man got his dick stuck in one.
I guess I must have imagined.
Well, maybe he got his dick stuck because he didn't know what it was.
Do you think they have a gong store?
Yeah. Oh. Of course. It's got to be right next to the big hat store.
The rice patty hat.
The duck store.
The chopstick store.
Right. One outfit that 90% of them wear. White top, black bottoms.
Oh, dude. I wish they still wore that. Now they just wear, like, sports teams that didn't win shit, right? Like, that's what they're wearing.
That's Africa.
That's Africa. Definitely Africa.
Yeah, yeah, that's Africa and South America, too.
Yeah. Then they're all wearing Yao Ming jerseys. The best.
They worship him there. All right, next story comes to us from Des Moines, Iowa, where a man led a high-speed chase with cops following him. He, 24-year-old Taylor Parker, for a traffic violation, was being chased. He had some guns in the car. Didn't want to get caught with those. So he wisely threw the shotgun out of the window.
Shot, it had to go off, right?
Yeah.
Did it kill someone?
No, but took out 3 of his tires. So, they caught him with what they call, quote, a significant quantity of meth.
So the guns weren't even the bad thing, man.
No, but he was like, I could throw these guns out. I don't not lose my meth.
How many people are doing meth? I think they break tons. I think yeah, they break. Sorry.
It's bad.
I think the Breaking Bad man just opened everyone's eyes to how profitable that shit could be. They're like, yo, man, I know fucking chemistry.
Yeah, but everybody taking them, it just looks so pathetic and disgusting.
Yeah.
Meth, like that meth hooker.
Meth isn't a big thing here where we are. We're a heroin state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, California is definitely a mix, but when you get into the harder drugs, it's mostly meth and heroin.
I figured California for like ecstasy, big time.
It's a desert drug, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a lot of ecstasy, too. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of drugs in California. But I think that the ones that cause the most problems, you know, property, crime, and violence and shit, are the heroin and the meth, especially. Around Sacramento, our wonderful capital, it's like the meth capital of California.
Really? I thought they were way north.
In addition to being the center of government.
Correlation, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they elected Arnold, man. Those guy's clearly a fucking Nazi, bro. What the hell are you electing that guy?
Well, and before that, we elected Reagan. I mean, I'm sorry to the rest of the country for that, but yeah, he became governor of our state. It was horrible. So
yeah, he didn't do you guys right.
I mean, white people for sure he did right, but
well, the rich white people in like Orange County and such, yeah, sure. But no, I mean, he did a lot of really nasty things in the state, like closed down all the state-run institutions. So now we have crazy non-vets all over San Francisco and the Bay Area who are homeless and stuff. And, you know, that just causes a lot of problems in and of itself. Damn. And that was largely attributable to Reagan.
Yeah, way to go, Gipper.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, yeah, Arnold, I mean, that was just a fucking joke. I knew people who voted for him in the recall election where he first became governor, and I don't think I talked to those people anymore after that. Just like, really? We fucking hired the Terminator or elected the Terminator to be our fucking governor?
I think a lot of people now this year are going to like stop. They stop talking to people who are either Clinton or Trump supporters. If like you're a Trump supporter, you stop talking to your Clinton.
Oh, my
Clinton
Facebook feed is a war zone.
I want to get into these arguments, but I'm like, it's going to lead to this big thing. I just saw a meme and it's like Hillary on one side, Trump on the other. Hillary, a list of things like, this is how many scandals she's got going on right now. And then Trump, it's like, called a lady fat one time. And that's it.
Yeah, that's all
I'm
he
like,
did.
Huh? What? Yeah. What fucking planet are you on? That's the only Trump scandal.
Right, yeah. That's today. Not all the court cases and the IRS hearings and shit.
Yeah, well, what they meant was that's what he was accused of this afternoon.
Right.
I don't use Facebook to like further my agenda at all because I don't really have an agenda, but... So, like, I stay away from all that shit, but I found one meme good enough to, like, repost, and it was one of the Goodfellas where they're all telling the clown story and they're laughing and shit, and it says on top, it says, she asked for my my tax returns. I said I emailed them to her. You know, like, so I was like, all right, that's funny, but other than that, man.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, it's funny.
You know what I've been liking is Stan did that thing that he talked about. Posting pictures of an empty plate.
Oh, yeah, he did the plates.
Yeah.
Stan from Big
it's
Papa.
Like after the meal is done.
The funniest thing I saw Stan post was he said, how to enjoy a pumpkin beer. And it was the guy dumping it in the sink.
And that's the right answer.
That's hysterical. For sure.
Speaking of Trump, our final news story does not involve the man directly, but somebody trying to, I guess, use him for his benefit. In Washington State, a guy was pulled over while driving in their high occupancy vehicle lane. His passenger, I guess we'll say, was nothing more than a giant Donald Trump head duct taped to the headrest. I have a photo.
That's ridiculous.
Who is that fool?
He's screaming too. He's like,
it's angry Trump. Like, it's not even like Trump at rest.
I think he's got resting douche face, though.
If you're going to be using somebody's just big flat head as a distraction for the HOV, I don't know.
You might not want to get some guy who looks like a fucking neon faced pig.
Yeah.
Or a guy who most people would know that he's not in the town and most not likely not in your car.
Exactly.
Right. He definitely wouldn't be riding shotgun.
Trump wouldn't be caught dead in your Jetta.
Right. Yeah. You at least have to put Trump on the car.
In gold.
Right. Yeah. Take off all the nameplates for Ford or Honda or whatever.
Just replace them.
This is Trump Mobile.
Did anybody watch South Park this week?
Yeah, that was great. Where he, where Garrison was just like he had a heartfelt thing about how he made a mistake and he didn't want to be there, and then Hillary's people just told her to say that he was a liar.
Yeah, so I don't want to vote for her. She'll do a way better job. My opponent is a liar and not to be trusted. And then you just cut to the Democrats being like, "She is such a turd sandwich."
Yeah, man, it's pretty bad either way. I don't want to get into it again, no. You know, but like it's pretty rough.
No, but it is.
Did you watch the debate at all?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
Though I didn't like the mediator, bro. He let Trump get away with like interrupting her all the time, and then like she fucking fell. Like I think she felt privy to his like, you know, poking her a little bit, because then she started like going on that shit. Like,
oh, he lost that thing in a big bad way, though.
Here's the thing. Like, oh yeah, everyone who's a Hillary supporter says that she won, and everyone's Trump supporter says that he won. I think we all lost.
Yeah,
and that's fucking.
True. Did you? His ramblings were just hysterical to me.
Oh, I didn't say anything, you know.
No, he said nothing except the one line that I enjoyed was maybe the hacking was done by a 400-pound guy on his bed.
Oh yeah, yeah. That became podcast gold. Every podcast I listened to after that has talked about the 400-pound hacker.
This man must be brought to justice.
That's right. We got to find him.
They should put a little meme of Kyle's dad. He was the dude.
You know what's funny is after that happened, every meme I saw was just the World of Warcraft playing guy from.
Oh yeah, yeah, from South Park.
From South Park with the Dorito crumbs all over his gut.
Live to win.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? We will come back and play a couple games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics. Or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends. All right, we are back. Let's do some shout-outs.
I don't know why I didn't sync that up when I was...
when we just discussed it.
Mm-hmm. So talk, everybody. Well, make light of it while I fucking find the stupid...
It's not like we do this every single week.
Shout out!
We do everything audio live on our shows, so it's all queued up and ready to go. You got to be on your toes.
Well, I mentioned what Hi Brian does.
Yeah.
He forgets things. Anyway, let's start off with you, Skip. Why don't you plug your shows?
All right. Thank you. So I'm on two other podcasts. Main show is Attention Deficit Order. We're going on about 6 years now. That's my buddy Chris, my buddy Josh, and Chris's wife, Em. And we sit down and talk about all things geeky and pop culture-y, and we smoke a lot of weed while doing it.
Yeah.
So there we're on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Look us up, Attention Deficit Order. The other podcast I'm on is Geek Dig, and that's me and my buddy Clint, and that's a lot more video game centric, but we do talk about a bunch of other stuff. So that everywhere is at Geek Dig Pod. So
both look us up. Awesome shows.
Thank you, sir.
And be sure to check out our other friends. We got Bolton Belligerent. We got Big Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Gungo's coming back.
Yeah, he's back. He actually just released.
He is back.
He's officially back, and
he also has an Frightcast. Frightcast, and I think actually Gungo's. They released an episode this week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're have both Mike in my podcast feed ready to go.
Yeah, we should have him in for Halloween or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I asked Stan to be on Halloween too, so he's going to be on.
Ooh, it's podcast all stars.
Yeah.
Seriously, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, Jay from the Rocket Comedy Show.
Yep. Thanks for the. The gifts.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. We got Offensive Line. We got Lo-Fi. We got Old Man Orange. Accidentally Little Tip. You know you.
Yeah.
All you guys. Radio Vegas. Rocks, of course, an IRN Internet Radio Network. Check us out there if that's not already where you do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's play some games. What do you guys want to play? We got all the games. You want to start off with...
Peanut Black as Wonder Sex is getting speed.
All right. I see. I was ahead of the curve there.
Ahead of it.
I thought you were going to do it angry and shit, you know?
My grandpa was in the hospital, so we didn't get much time to do that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
So let's play the law game, where I read off a law and you guys decide whether it's a true law or something I made up. You guys ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. I don't know if I took the right one.
Oh, Pete, you only do it every week, Pete.
You getting a contact time?
Oh, nope.
Too much sadder today, bro.
I got it. I got it right here. I just forgot to write the state name for
the
first one.
You can't make excuses for something you do every week.
Hey, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yourself. In Texas, it is illegal to sell Limburger cheese on a Sunday.
It's illegal to sell Limburger every day.
It's a foul cheese.
Limburger cheese.
Disgusting. Texas. I like stinky cheese, but that goes beyond.
That's like stereotypically
stinky cheese. So they like take it off the shelves?
Yeah.
They lock it up, the Limburger section.
Get it out of here.
Yeah, it's in a little lockable case they keep locked all day Sunday. Just nope. Sorry.
I guess like the German people there are a little bummed and it's like, we don't get our Limburger.
It's German Texans.
The German Jew, right? Like that's a Jewish cheese, right? Burger?
I don't think there's many Jewish Texans, to be honest.
Well, no, because that law, bro. They got out of there, bro. That was their secret way of getting rid of the Jews in Texas.
Cut off the cheese.
Yeah. No matzahs on Tuesday.
Right.
Ooh, that is blatantly discriminatory.
That's why he went with the cheese, man.
Yeah. I will say that is false. That just sounds a little too left field.
All right, we got one false. Lou, you've been quiet.
Huh. I'm just trying to get into the mind of a Texan. I'm just like,
boots. Fuck the Mexicans.
Boots, spurs, you know, everything's bigger. I don't know.
Your Budweiser can has the state of Texas on it instead of the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Does right. it?
It's a Lone Star beer.
Those self-centered motherfuckers.
Texans, they think they got their own country there.
You always talk about how fucking beautiful your state is.
Mm. Everything's bigger there?
Yeah.
That's true.
Steers.
Queers.
There's cows. Yeah, and queers.
So half my family's from Texas, and so I can safely say that it's not better.
California's
Houston
up there, though.
Is a miserable fucking city. And the whole west half of Texas is nothing but scrub fucking desert. There's nothing there.
But, like, are you just saying this because, like, you do come from a pretty sweet state? Like, California would be, like, the only other state I would like to live in if I wasn't living in, you know, New York.
No, I'm saying that because I've been there many times. Oh, right. I have family that live out in the Houston area and Dallas-Fort Worth, and I've driven through there a whole bunch. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Not a good time.
No, you get tornadoes and you get hurricanes. I mean, it's...
For a holy state, God really has it out for Texas, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's why it's so, you know, so nice out there.
Right.
God's looking to get it too, bro.
I'm going to say this is false.
Okay.
Because they're all about freedoms. You know, ooh, don't tread on...
That's a good point.
Don't tread on their cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to go with my original statement that this was the way to secretly get rid of the Jews without being racist. And this is true.
You're going
to
go true on this? Mm-hmm. Two falses and a true. This law is an actual law.
Oh, I told you, bro.
But, I mean, like, cows, right?
They love their cows. That's why they made that Jew cheese, to get rid of them.
Wait, so the state made the cheese to get rid of the Jews, but then outlawed the cheese. That's kind of devious.
Talking in circles.
It's serious.
Who was right, guys? All right.
That's just weird, though. Why one cheese only, and why just Sunday?
Because we live in America, and you can't just be like, no Jews on your state, bro. Like, that's how they work.
Brian's really sticking to this conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy, man. Someone should investigate it.
Selling it. Sounds like another podcast to me.
Right. Welcome back to Cheese Talk.
The Cheese Files.
The Cheese Files. There it is.
Getting cheesy.
Getting cheesy. All right, next law.
Cheese is out there.
Jesus Christ.
I like this. More cheese buns. In Tennessee, it is illegal to throw rocks at a bird from a second-story window.
Well, in Tennessee,
I'm sorry, Pete, what state was this? Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay.
Tennessee. I know it's legal to throw rocks at handicapped children, handicapped guys, like the retarded ones. So this is absolutely false. You can throw rocks wherever you want.
All right. Doesn't matter if you're throwing it at a bird.
No.
Or they, out a window.
They throw it at handicapped people. They can throw it at a bird.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So, Lou, what are you thinking?
What I'm thinking is, who the fuck's got an ample amount of rocks on the second floor?
You know? Anyone who has two hands?
I mean, I guess if
anybody
willing
to carry a rock.
If it did happen, it probably would happen at Tennessee. They're
maybe
the only
the
motherfuckers.
Birds, they're bastards.
Yeah, man. This got some vicious like eagles or something like that. I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to say true because Tennessee's probably got a lot of crows sitting on fences.
Is that like a racism?
A little bit, yeah.
Is that where Dumbo took place?
Oh, exactly. Wait, wait. Now, are you trying to say that this is just another way of kicking black people out of town?
No.
Because now I'm with you. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, I got to say this is true.
All right, okay. Skip, what are you thinking?
So Tennessee and rock throwing.
It's on their flag.
I'm going to say this is true because, you know, we talked about moonshine earlier. Tennessee's moonshine country. I can imagine a whole bunch of drunk Tennessee motherfuckers on the roof, you know, or on the second story trying to throw a whole bunch of rocks at birds because, you know, they're drunk and they're having fun or whatever, and pelting people down below.
Yeah.
So I think this is a public safety thing just because, you know, anyone on a second floor hammered is a bad idea with a pile of rocks.
All right. So you're going true on this one.
Yes,
where
sir.
Did you guys land? You went
false. True.
You went true?
False.
And Brian went false. This law, false.
Oh.
Told you, bro. You could throw, yeah. You could huck a rock at a retarded guy. You could huck a rock at a bird.
I just don't get it. I mean, why protect the birds?
They don't. It's false.
It's a made-up thing.
Right. Huh. Yeah,
oh.
So you can throw rocks at the birds.
That was a string of words I put together randomly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
Next one.
It's a very convincing random string. Let's put it that way.
Nah, I saw through it.
Well, you come up with grand conspiracy.
You do pretty well at this game, though, Brian.
I usually stink. Really I'm this gorilla glue. I'm seeing the truth.
Made it all clear.
Doesn't make any sense, but I'm right.
He can see through my bullshit. All right, next one. In Montana, it is illegal to operate a vehicle with ice picks attached to its wheels.
How else do you get around in Montana? Stop it. False.
Huh. Interesting. Why are you attaching ice picks to your tire? How? Like a bunch of zip ties? I'm not picturing how you'd pull that off.
There's a lot of duct tape.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's like homegrown ice tires, right? So
better than that, man. That's like some type of futuristic kill vehicle.
Right. Either that or it's like the most badass fucking pina colada maker ever.
Yes.
You know, kind of get it wedged into the ice and then just go to town.
To spin those wheels.
The Margaritaville smoke, yeah. 4.
Yeah, it's actually a Jimmy Buffett creation. That's why they've outlawed it, because they don't want him in that state.
His son took over and now he's extreme.
Yeah. So for me, shit, I'm going to go with Brian on this one. He's got good instincts. I'm going to trust the Gorilla Glue. So I will say true.
They don't drive.
That's what you said.
Yeah, man. They don't have many roads out there. That's probably a lot of like, you know, fucking off-roading.
That's what you said. False for this one.
Or false. They're allowed to put the ice picks on their wheels.
They're allowed to put ice picks.
Whatever that is.
Okay. So that's a false.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So false for me then.
False,
too.
False. All right. I want to make sure I give you guys the right credit here.
It probably snows a lot because it's like really high north. And who's paving? It's like fucking 28 people per square mile in that place, bro.
True.
So like, why would you pave any roads?
There's more lakes than land.
Yeah, for sure.
So it all becomes ice. I mean, fuck, you need those ice picks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Lou?
When I'm thinking ice picks, I'm thinking like... some 007 style gadget that comes out and pops the other dude's tire.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Pointed sideways instead of down.
Yeah, like it shreds the tires.
Like Ben-Hur.
But at the same time, I'm like, how advanced is Montana that they need to outlaw that?
Well, I also know about Montana is that Napoleon Dynamite's uncle could throw a football up there.
And they have a lot of cheese, especially Limburg.
I know this. I know in Montana, the number one Google search. This is true. Mm-hmm. Wolves.
And you got this dangerous wolves. Of course, you get spikes in your tire.
Every year, it's wolves.
Those are wolf deterrent.
Wolf deterrent.
So you're driving down the road, and a pack of wolves surrounds your car, running 30 miles an hour, and you've got to fight them off. And it's your ice pick tires that saves the day.
Like, good thing I brought the old wolf shredders.
Yeah, man. The howlers.
I'm gonna say this is false, just because they're so backwards.
That's three falses.
We barely even got technology for cars yet.
Here's the thing. This one, you guys are probably right about it being a thing that they would want in Montana, but that doesn't mean it's legal. This is true. It is illegal to put ice picks on your tire.
If it's illegal, then it had to happen.
It had to happen disastrously.
Probably some knucklehead, yeah, put ice picks on his tires instead of putting ice tires on and spun out and killed a bunch of people.
Just sent fucking spikes flying everywhere.
Now, Skip, a bunch of people would be too many for Montana. Maybe killed a person.
A guy and a bird.
Right, or livestock. A couple buffalo.
Yeah, a bison caught it.
Dude, a fucking trailer truck, right? Could fucking flip over, cover every lane on the road, and it wouldn't even cause traffic in that state, bro.
No. Like, wouldn't be found for months.
Like, oh shit, what's this doing here? Towed it to the side of the road.
I wondered where Earl was.
Yeah. They're not even like concerned about the flipped over truck. They're just like, it's a fucking, what is this? Mechanical animal. Next law. In Minnesota, it is against the law for anyone to wear open-toed shoes.
With those feet?
With the Minnesota feet.
Yeah. Who has time to wear open-toed shoes in Minnesota? This shit's like fucking Arctic.
Maybe that plays into it. Maybe some people lost some toes.
I think this is true, but mostly because they want to discourage any gays from settling down in Minnesota. You know? And they're the most likely ones
another
to wear
like flip-flops.
Backhanded
way of discrimination.
Yeah.
We've figured it out.
In Minnesota, anyone who wears sandals is gay.
Guys, we figured out racism and homophobia today. Cheese and open-toed shoes.
Fucking hippies, get out of our state.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with Blue on this one. I like his reasoning.
All right, two truths. Skip, what do you think?
You know, I would agree. I would add that the sheer number of fucking mosquitoes that are reputed to be in that state would make wearing open-toed shoes suicide. You get Zika and malaria and every other fucking mosquito-borne illness out there in about 2 seconds if you were exposing that much skin. So
yeah.
I will say true as well.
You don't want Zika feet.
No, man.
Is that true? Is it mosquito state?
That's
well, they, it's a humid
it's a land of a thousand swamps, water, bro. Yeah.
I'm never going there.
Which state is the land of a thousand lakes?
Wherever the butter's made.
I believe it's Minnesota. It's either that or Michigan.
Give me a point for that one.
All right. And for the power fist you just threw up.
Nice.
All right, this law.
Pete is super impressed by the power fist. That's the
same. No, because he looks so pleased. I can't say no to that face. This law is actually false. Oh.
But the gays.
Yeah.
They definitely don't want them there.
But the gays. Yeah.
And so we can't always depend on the backhanded racism or sexism or, you know, homophobia to save the day.
I'm still wondering about that cheese, though.
See, I'm more versed in southern racisms. This is northern racism. Montana and Minnesota. I'm not versed in like the Nordic racisms.
Right. That's right. They're all from Norway, yeah.
It's like no like Thor hammers or something like that. That would be like a way of getting rid of like some weird fucking I don't know, Dane or some shit. Fucking Finn.
All right, let's move on. In South Carolina, you may not operate a jukebox if you are below the age of 18.
That should be a rule everywhere.
So, is that we?
That's a good rule.
You agree with this law, but yeah. Is it a law?
Should be, yeah. Hopefully, this is a progressive city, true.
Okay.
South Carolina's progressive? I don't know if I
agree with that statement. No, that's kind of the opposite.
I know, but I'm saying maybe all these bad things led to a one good thing.
Right.
This is the one good thing about South Carolina.
Hey, you know what they say? Without a thousand bad ideas creates one good idea, right?
I'm going to take your thing a step further. They just don't want any of those gay Hollywood music types influencing their kids.
I'm going to say this is true because kids nowadays don't even know what a cassette is.
Okay. Let alone a jukebox.
They probably fucking smashed the thing trying to play.
No, you've been into like a place recently that had a jukebox. It's all like it's all hooked up to the internet now. You just they have like a whole
well,
like
not
a library
in South Carolina. It's still a giant record comes out.
The jukebox turns on the house band.
Right. It just taps the guy with the guitar on the shoulder.
Yeah,
play Buddy Holly.
Right.
I thought they were... play that shit here.
I thought they were sophisticated. And they had like Chuck E. Cheese
animatronics band.
Yeah.
All right. So Lou, you're going false on this one?
No, I think it's true.
Oh, you went true on this one. You both went true. Skip, what do you think?
So yeah, I would tend to agree with Brian. I don't think many kids under the age of 18 know exactly what a jukebox is, and they'd probably just pull out their phone and turn on Spotify or Pandora or some shit.
That is.
So I will say true as well.
Three trues.
Yeah.
This law is false.
You guys gotta stop agreeing with me, man.
Shit.
This was supposed to be your fucking like expert area, Brian.
Yeah. Is it?
The Southern.
I told you guys. Look, you guys have gotten every one of them wrong. All right, because you've all three of you agree with me. Like since I got the first two right.
Yeah, like
that's true.
You got a little too proud on those first two.
No, but I need them off me. Their bad juju away from me. Take your wrong answers to the other side, man.
All right, let's do the next one. We got one from Skip's home state in California. It is illegal to swim naked on the night of a full moon.
Yeah, it's where Teen Wolf's from, man.
You don't want Teen Wolf.
Everyone in Santa Cruz County would get arrested every full moon. So I don't believe that for a second.
All right, you're going.
I think that's false.
You're going false on that one.
All right.
What do you guys think?
I think this is true because Arnold, where he's from, his people are...
Gentlevania?
Like. Are scared of the wolf man. Like, that's a real threat.
He's like, yeah, full moon. You can't.
Keep your clothes on. Stay out of the water and bring plenty of silver.
Yeah. Excuse me, Governor Schwarzenegger. Do you think that there's werewolves afoot?
And vampires. There's Draculas. Silly with Draculas.
What country are you from again?
It doesn't exist anymore.
What kind of gypsy place are you from?
A wandering tribe of. I don't know. Was enjoying that.
He was circumcised with a chicken's foot. All right.
What do you think? We got Skip's going false, Lou's going true. Brian?
Okay, what was it? What was this whole thing again?
In California, it is illegal to swim naked on the night of a full moon.
It's Teen Wolf from here, man. It's false.
Okay. Two falses and a true. Mm-hmm. This law, believe it or not, is actually true.
My logic was wrong. Teen Wolf is from there. That should be true. Gotta keep that boy in check.
Just because they are laws does not mean they're ever enforced.
So I guess that means every other night you can swim naked. It's just full moon. There's too much light. And so you'd see all the saggy hippie tits, and that's depressing and would cause nightmares.
Yeah. No swimming on bright nights.
Yeah.
No swimming in the light in general.
I guess they would be saggy because they don't wear bras, right?
I would guess so.
The hippie chicks?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. All right. That and most of the real hippies are, in their 60s, 70s.
Ugh, full-bushed 70-year-old women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hairy fucking armpits.
Saggy.
It's gray bush.
You see their footprints in the sand and two dragon paths behind. All right, we got two more of these to go.
Mm-hmm.
In Connecticut, you're not allowed to join the police force if you have an audible speech impediment.
That's, again, should be a rule for sure.
Okay, so you go.
Stop! What are you shoot? What do you want me to do, officer?
Are you going? You think it's true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like those, any kind of what? I want to know what
the law states. Audible speech impediment. I'm guessing if you stutter or have some sort of weird lisp.
Hmm.
Or Tourette's.
Tourette's. Nah, that's a good cop.
Oh my god, that'd be insane! Like, get the fuck down! Shit, boss.
Yeah, and then. I'll tase you. Paperclip.
Just twitching.
I don't know which is better, if they're just yelling obscenities or saying dumb things like paperclip.
Well, like, dude, Tourette's makes you all twitchy and saying weird things.
You'd probably fire a gun when I try.
Yeah, to. Right? That'll go
off.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. You can't put a gun in the hand of one of those.
One of those.
You couldn't. It's too dangerous. He's yelling all types of crazy shit and got twitches. All
right, so you're going true. What does Lou think?
I hope this is false, because then we couldn't have a police academy style situation with the sound effects dude.
He doesn't. He has the best voice of them all. What are you talking about?
An impediment, but there was the girl with the squeaky voice. That may be an impediment.
Hooks, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
did that would... sound effects guy have a natural voice, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't just talking in bleeps, bro, and bloops.
The police academy wasn't paying him to talk normal, bro. They were like, do you boops and bleeps and shit.
You're a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bleeps, the feeps, and the what?
The creeps, I think.
The creeps. That's what
all right, so what are you saying?
I'm going to say true.
All right. Two trues. Skip, what do you think?
So I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say false and mostly. Just from like a legalistic point of view, the American with Disability Act would prevent you from not hiring someone because of a disability if they met other requirements. They may not be patrol officers, but they could work in like evidence or some other place, and they'd still be a police officer. So I will say that it is false.
Fuck that hippie bullshit. Yeah,
got my fingers crossed for them hijinks.
And here comes Skip with sound logic and knowledge of the legal system, because that is a false law.
Excellent. Damn. I'm on the board.
Nice. On the board. In a very low scoring game, so you're already in the running.
All right,
final one. Mm-hmm. In Oregon, it is illegal to be seen in public with the number 69 on one's clothing.
At all?
Yeah, at all.
This is definitely true.
Why would
Oregon?
I don't want to look at the number.
Like, they probably don't even look each other in the face when they have sex. Like,
that would be 69ing.
No, they're face to face, but they like close their eyes and look away.
Fuck, that was good. Yeah.
So there's a lot of shame in Oregon? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the deal? They don't nibble on the giblets in Oregon? Like
they probably do missionary, but the top halves are still fully clothed, and they never look.
But they're hippies. I thought they were like banging, you know? Isn't it like
a bunch of Mennonites and shit?
Mennonites? No, man, it's a bunch of like hippies growing pot.
Really? In Oregon?
Hipsters. Hipster country.
And a bunch of rednecks, too.
Yeah. Oh, that figure skater who blasted Nancy Kerrigan.
I thought it was, a bunch of farmers with big beards and shit.
What's a crop of Oregon?
I don't think there's any Mennonites in Oregon. But, they do grow a lot of shit. I mean, it's fucking where all the hay in the country comes from.
Fuck you, hay?
Hey, yeah, they grow a lot of grass. Not like the hay.
Oregon, the grass growing state.
Seriously.
That is the worst.
Dude, that's where the saying came, man. You ever just sit there and watch the grass grow? Yeah.
Oh, in Oregon, that's a state sport.
Yeah, it says that on the flag. We grow grass, parentheses, not the fun kind.
No, and the fun kind.
No, they disturb.
Well, now the fun kind, yes.
Yeah, now they can.
No, my friend, remember freshman? Remember that kid Greg he was hanging out with? He fucking moved to Oregon and grows weed.
Mazel tov. All right, proven wrong. Boom. What do you guys think of the law, though? 69 on one's clothing.
Well, I just want to know, how do hippies fuck? Are they fucking like... are they hardcore about it, or are they like...
Hippies, when they fuck, they're definitely sweaty.
Sweaty. They're probably tripping.
Yeah.
So 69 is probably open game.
There's definitely patchouli burning, too.
Oh, it smells terrible.
I'm saying that they embrace the number 69. I say that they're sexual freaks, and they get it on.
You're saying they're adventurous.
They're not the lawmakers, though.
This is the law we're talking about, bro.
For that very reason, it has to be true. Because there's been a little bit too much nasty hippie sex going around.
The man is trying to cut back.
Yeah, now wait till you're wrong in this, and I'm right, and then these are the lawmakers.
All right, so Brian's going false. Mm-hmm. Lou's going true.
Yeah.
Skip, what say you?
I think I'm going to go false, just because, you know, Oregon football is a big thing, and I'm sure the number 69 is on one jersey for one good player from there. And so if that law was true, No one could, you know, wear the jersey of that particular player. So I think false for that reason.
Sound thinking. Football
has
does...
nothing to do with hippies.
It's good thinking. I like where your head's at on that one. Unfortunately, this law is actually true.
Yes!
Knew it. Fucker.
Knew it.
So you, no athletic team in Oregon has the number 69 on a jersey.
I guess not.
I'm calling bullshit.
Well, are there many, like, do they have a football team? Like,
do they play football?
Not a pro. They have a huge college team.
College team.
The
yeah, there are two or three colleges up there that have really big football programs.
Oregon and Oregon State for sure.
There's no number 69s on the wall.
No. Apparently not.
I don't know, maybe.
Goes from 68 right to 70.
It's like the 13th floor in a building, bro.
Yeah, right. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It's unlucky. Imagine how fucking stupid people are. They're like, they have to like do that for everyone to be cool with the building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I notice they don't call out 666. You can wear that on any shirt you want.
Yeah, seriously. Any other number is fine. 69 is apparently a little too risque.
Nice.
I guess.
Nice.
Maybe they were just done with the jokes.
As long as I can still still hail Satan. That's
every dumb I care about. Hail Satan?
Yeah.
All right, let's play another game. I don't want to keep Skip too long. He's got a hard out. So let's move on to Stan's game, a.k.a. It's whatever. If anything, I thought you guys can make something out of it. Call it what you want. If you guys like it, game. Brian is delighted time I read that.
Yes.
In this game, I'm going to give you...
I haven't heard this game yet, so what do we do?
All right. I read a movie description. It's a little left to center as far as how I go about it. First person to get the movie I am describing gets a point. I'll give you an example. We'll use this first one merely as an example just to give you a heads up. A creature of the country expresses his displeasure with planes and architecture during a trip to New York. King Kong would be the correct answer.
Hmm.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. It's Can I call a lifeline? I need Chris for this one.
Yeah, Chris would actually be pretty good with this.
But yeah.
It's chime in, whoever gets it first. Just let me read the whole thing and then jump in. I want to make sure everyone hears it.
No doubt.
All right. Scientists and government agents hunt down an alien that caused a young boy to get deathly ill.
E.T.
is correct.
Motherfucker.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, Brian's jumping on this.
Yeah, it's Gorilla Glue, bro. Made the connections in your brain faster.
Synapses are firing.
That is a good strain.
All right, here's the next one. A mother returns to the camp where her son drowned and decides to deal with her grief in some unconventional therapy.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th is correct.
Damn. I'm smoking the wrong strain, Brian.
All right.
Here I was, jealous of your strain.
Next one.
Well, I'm going to pull out the green dragon. Hopefully that'll change.
Oh, no! There's only one thing that can fight Gorilla Glue is green dragon.
A young man goes through an assortment of crazy hijinks after he fails to follow three simple rules for looking after his pet.
Oh, Gremlins. Goonies? Gremlins. Yeah. Shit. That's what I meant to say. Wrong G movie.
Goonies.
Wrong G movie, son.
Yeah, there were no pets in Goonies.
Yeah.
Unless you count Sloth.
Or that octopus they cut out at the end.
He had a pet retard.
Yeah, that guy wasn't people like us.
Yeah, but he was built like a brick shit house, though. That guy fucked you up.
Yeah. He picked up that cop with one arm, no problem.
I think you're thinking of Drago, man. Right? Or no. did he Drago that cop?
I don't remember. He
right at the end of Goonies, Sloth picked up the cop to like make him calm down or some shit.
They would have shot him dead. They were like, get this guy down.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, Brian. He's white. He looks funny. Yeah, but he's white.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that he's not really human, bro. There's some fucking gargantuan lifts up your buddy, bro. You have a gun on you? Of course you're shooting that thing. That thing might come after you next.
Right. And this is the
age. These are hippie cops in Oregon.
But this is the age before cameras, so...
Yeah, bro.
You could sweep that under the rug.
Yeah, and the cop would have taken all that gold, too.
If you look at this thing. Nobody will miss it.
Right.
Realistically, if that was real life, and there's a literal ship full of treasure like that, and all that fame and shit, there would have been 11 missing children, and the cops finding a treasure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Yeah, there was a cave-in we went to investigate, and the ship came out. Yeah. Really weird.
We found in Slick-Eyed Willie's fortune, or whatever his
One-eyed
name was.
One-Eyed Willie.
Slick Willie. I don't want to know why his eyes are slick.
All right, next one. Here we go. A mischievous boy lures two men into a booby-trapped apartment building with the intent to perpetuate extreme harm on them. I'm docking
Home
points
Alone for two.
Cutting in. It is Home Alone 2. Skip with the steal.
Damn.
Yeah, this is the apartment building that tipped it off.
There you go.
I was saying my answer before that.
All right. Here's another one. A nomad pursues the cousin of the thief who ruined his life by stealing his most beloved possession.
Mad Max.
Not Mad Max. That actually kind of almost works, but...
What's the other thing?
A nomad pursues the cousin of the thief who ruined his life by stealing his most beloved possession.
Shit. Yeah, I don't know.
No clue.
Give up.
A nomad? Yeah, no, I don't got it.
That is the Lord of the Rings.
Who's a cousin?
Who's the nomad?
Yeah.
Gollum is hunting Frodo because Bilbo took the ring.
See, that's the part I was like, cousin?
Yeah, that's got a couple layers to it. Some of these can be a little tricky.
You got to peel it way back.
Yeah.
By the way, fucking Pete the Lord of the Rings nerd, bro, like that.
You write that one yourself, Pete?
Are you kidding me? Of course I did. I had to translate it from the Elvish.
By way of Dwarvish.
By way of Dwarvish. A couple of books are out to translate that one.
All right, next one, ready? Mm-hmm. A con artist bribes four desperate individuals to murder his greatest rival. These are getting a little tough.
Horrible bosses?
No, not horrible bosses.
A con artist.
Good guess.
Read one more time.
A con artist bribes four desperate individuals in order to get them to murder his greatest rival.
I don't know.
Give it up?
Mm-hmm.
No go? No, not even venture a guess?
No.
Correct answer is The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Never would have got that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Speaking of tough ones, here's a tough one. A former Green Beret hooks up with a gay radio celebrity to investigate an ancient cult at a hotel.
Fifth Element.
That is right.
Oh, shit.
That was it. I didn't think anyone was going to get that one. It kind of diminishes the movie when you boil it down to just that.
I didn't know he was a Green Beret.
I know he was a Green Beret. That's all, future,
I was
bro.
Like gay.
Right. I thought he was just a taxi driver.
Yeah.
No. But Chris Tucker was the gay radio
right.
Host.
Technically, Green Beret wasn't
the
gay.
Whole time.
The gay part, I definitely, that I connected for sure. But
I was lost at Green Beret.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because in his pictures, when they showed his military pictures, he was wearing a beret, although it wasn't green. So
I think the president was wearing a beret too, bro. That was just like a lead uniform.
Yeah.
It was the weird future, New York. All right, we got one more. Final round.
Mm-hmm.
A banker uses his financial knowledge to cause the death of a prominent law enforcement official.
His financial knowledge?
I'll read it one more time. A banker uses his financial knowledge to cause the death of a prominent law enforcement official.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption is correct.
Oh, damn. Good one.
Yeah. This is getting good.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the hang of this game.
Are we?
I like
Andy
that game.
Dufresne,
well,
son.
Skip and Brian are.
Yeah.
Lou with his goose egg. No.
Shit. You know what, Stan? I don't like this fucking game.
What's the name of this game, Stan? Yeah. So Lou can say it.
You want me to give you what it's called? Here. Complain about that.
I'm complaining about all of it. It's whatever. If anything, I thought you guys could make something out of it. Call it whatever what you want. You guys like it.
Great. Fuck that game.
Fucking sucks, Dan.
Lou's least favorite game.
Oh, yeah.
I think I want to do Kama Sutra. You want to do Kama Sutra?
Sure.
We'll just wrap this up with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a nice quickie to go out on.
Yeah. Oh,
hey-o. Zing.
Sexy all right. Time. I'm going to give you guys a sexual position. You're going to do your best to explain what that is. Best one gets
Can
the
we
point.
Have a certain order, though? So we're not just like, start with like me the first time and then go. Then
I'll tell you what.
All right.
I'm going to skip into the invisible chair here, the empty chair. So we're going to go, let's go Lou, Brian, Skip, and then we'll shift over. So it'll be Brian, Skip, Lou next.
All right, cool.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the Minneapolis Moose Knuckle.
The Minneapolis?
Or the Minneapolis?
Minneapolis Moose Knuckle?
That's the one. What do you think, Lou?
I'm thinking that you got a pair of lesbians, and one of them just likes to wear a lot of tight pants and, you know, yoga pants.
It's a real sexy move.
And she's going to get fisted.
Just blow right out there.
It's when a lesbian wears yoga pants and gets fisted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like through the yoga pants? I'm not sure.
Just tear them joints open.
You got to puncture through those pants.
Yeah.
That's right. Stretch them tight.
You break open the seal for freshness.
For freshness. All right, Brian, you're up.
Well, there's a lot of Nordic people up there, so they're pretty big up there. So it's when you blow up a chick's vaginal region so much that it looks like a moose's knuckle.
Utter blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you mean with like silicone or something? Like
no, the big old fat dick. Okay. This is one of those big Viking
ones. The guys up there have moose dicks is what you're saying.
I'm assuming there's a lot of big Vikings up there, bro.
The big Thor cocks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Thor swings a hammer, if you know what I'm talking about. All right,
Skip, what do you think?
So I think because Minnesota is the land of cheese, that there's some fondue involved in this.
That's
so
Wisconsin, though.
It's, right? Well, but Minnesota, too. Yeah. They have a fair amount of cheeseries up there, or whatever you call them. you get some fondue, you pour it over a chick's pussy, and then you bang the shit out of her.
Ooh, hot cheese.
Oh, my God.
Well, he said fondue. It could have been some warm chocolate.
Bro, if you're just jamming cheese up your fucking lover's puss, what kind of vicious, ferocious, like, pussy smells do they have over there?
Unless it's Sunday in Limburger, who knows?
Yeah, this isn't Texas, bro. Yeah.
We're fine with our cheeses. All right, Brian, you're going to start this next one.
All right.
I'm going to keep the points on the deal because this is a really close game. You get Caligula's Revenge.
Caligula's Revenge? Jesus. All right, man. That's when you you fucking do... All right. Caligula's Revenge is you fucking just absolutely eat a girl's pussy out on the red.
On the red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just really get in there, give a good old, like, you know, 25.
If you go for, like, the deep dig.
Yeah, like, you're like, whatever.
You're earning those red wings.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, for sure.
Tastes like pennies.
Yeah, you get fucking lead poisoning from it. That's when you know you got Caligula's Revenge. It's the lead poisoning you get.
That's what led to the fall of Rome.
Yeah. He got tuberculosis.
He was brain damaged from the fucking diseases he got from eating fucking red pussy.
Gross. All right, Skip. Caligula's Revenge.
Okay, so yeah, Caligula. Well, that's when you take Caligula's Revenge is when you make your sexual partner take every drug known to man, and we're talking, you know, ayahuasca, shrooms, LSD.
Oh my God.
MDMA, fucking DMT. You know, a 40 of oldie. Of course, that's always in there. And then you just fuck the shit out of him after all that shit's kicked in.
Oof, that's a nightmare fuck.
Yeah, right.
She's seen a screaming demon in her face.
Do you ever just want a bang girl that's absolutely screaming at you?
Your dick's shooting fire and blood.
Oh, you know. Caligula liked to party, man.
Yeah, he was the boss.
That's the ultimate way to rape a chick. You got to get her hopped up on drugs, and then she, you know, that's a good fight.
Why you got to go back to rape every time?
Yeah, this is becoming a theme.
Because you brought up Caligula.
This is all consensual.
Yeah,
bro.
This is a loving act.
That?
Yeah.
What he described?
Oh, yeah.
No way, bro.
This is the ultimate expression of love.
Yeah. Get your vanilla sex life views out of this.
Look, man, if that's the regular sex life, man, that's too intense for me. I can't be caught dead with half those drugs.
Shit, I'm doing that later. Caligula's Revenge.
That's a fun Saturday night, Brian.
Yeah, right? I got the peyote. Let's do this.
I mean, that Saturday night lasts a week, but you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, you wake up on like in the middle of the ocean somewhere. Like, what the fuck?
I love having sex with someone with his eyes wide open, fucking bulged, and fucking won't blink.
They're kind of breathing.
Yeah. They're not quite moaning, but going.
This chick's eyeballs are screaming at me.
Well, she keeps, you know, throwing up and everything from all the peyote and
oh my god.
No one said it was clean. Yeah. All right, Lou, what do you think?
Caligula, you know, that motherfucker is dirty. So I think this is you get a gay couple, right? And on the first night, the one gay dude, he doesn't get satisfied. He ends up just getting like some shitty hand job, right? So the following night, he gets Caligula's revenge, and he surprises his mate, surprise anal sex, no lube.
Oh,
that's rape.
That's He's rape.
Going in dry. He's going in dry.
That's dry gay anal rape.
But Caligula, he was about that.
He swung all ways.
He was about that.
I'd rather take all the drugs than just have someone wake me up by going in dry, dude. Fuck
that. I 100% agree with you, man. Like, I thought yours was pretty rough. Definitely take yours over the straight anal rape.
But I mean, like, we doing someone dirty, only giving them a hand job.
So you get to rape them in the ass for that?
I'm just saying, it wasn't completely unwarranted.
Man, I hate to see your enemies, Lou, what you want to do to them.
I'm just saying, wife. Like...
Note to self, don't piss off Lou.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying.
Your wife's all like, oh, do you think he's a pancakes bitch?
Like a, like an old fashioned, it's like, oh, just get away from me. I may as well do this myself.
These eggs should have been
This is why it's Caligula's revenge.
What, he couldn't just
it's
give
not out. Like Caligula is passive aggressive about it.
But like, why it have to be that? Why couldn't it just be a weak sauce hand job himself?
Because it's Caligula.
All right, I get you. All
and right. That motherfucker has fucked many a butt.
I can't.
I'm not sure that all of them said yes. All
right, man. I agree with you.
All right. Got the points down. Let's go. Skip, you're going to start this one.
Okay.
What do you do when you give a distinguished gentleman?
Probably. Oh, shit. Let's see. A distinguished gentleman. Well, okay, so you come in wearing just the coat with tails and some spats, you know, little covers for your shoes. and... you know, you just bend the girl over and you blast her right in the old coochie. and, you know, the whole time you say, pardon me, excuse me, you know, but just very proper, like Victorian English kind of interaction. But you're going to town down below.
Mm-hmm. In your spats and ankle sock garters.
Yeah, and you know your coat with tails on. You got to get into the period,
right? You're just kind of Porky Pigging it, you know. No pants, but a shirt.
That's right, and a top hat. I forgot the top hat. Sorry.
And then as you come, your monocle drops into a glass of champagne, and you go, "My stars!"
All right. So, distinguished gentleman.
The distinguished gentleman.
All right. This is when. A refined gentleman, distinguished. He's getting a blowjob from this chick, but it's not a regular blowjob. She's also using her hands, but her technique, she's going pinky out.
Pinky out.
And when he finishes, it's good show. Good show. Good show.
Always got to have the pinky up.
Yeah.
The visual of the pinky out is really good.
Yeah, yeah. She's twisting and with the pinky out.
She's working it, mm-hmm. but properly.
Yeah.
Very dainty.
Yeah, she wipes it up with a napkin.
She pulls her kerchief.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little lace kerchief.
All right, Brian. Distinguished gentleman
is when you when you sex a girl proper, you spin around, you come in her one eye, and then slap her with a glove.
Shit, that was good.
Challenge you to a duel.
The glove slap.
So that happens after the sex, to be clear.
Well, after the sex for him, more or less.
Yeah, that's the final act.
Yeah, she could still be going for it, you know, but spin around, one eye.
A silk glove across the face.
The finest glove, finest lambskin glove, yeah. I mean, you could be dressed to the nines, too. It might add to it.
Yeah, couldn't hurt. Why not? All right, Lou, you start the next one.
PS1, I'll let you know. It's Skip, you got to go in, like, what, 5 minutes?
About, yeah.
All right, so just right. Like last one.
We'll do this. This will be last one, right. And I'll grade it up. What do you do if you're exploring Turtle Bay?
Sounds funny.
I saw it on a t-shirt. I was like, that'd make a good one.
All right. Exploring Turtle Bay.
Did you say
Bay.
It just like that, Pete?
Yeah, I was rubbing myself, too.
Okay. Exploring Turtle Bay is when you decide to go down on someone and you're not 100% convinced that it's a woman. So it could be, you could find a surprise down there, you know?
It's dick hunting, bro?
You might find a tail or something.
There's a little bulge.
It's an Audi. Yeah. Oh, I hate pussy lips. She didn't shave. Ooh. Yeah.
Like, you're not sure, but you go for it anyway.
Right. It's dark. Yeah. All right. Brian, exploring Turtle Bay.
It's when you're hesitant to eat a butthole out, but you go in anyway.
Okay. Same as lose, but lower stakes.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I mean,
know what you get.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nothing like, oh, he's got a dick or whatever, but it's like, oh, man, like, is there a poop? Is it a little pooper coming out, a little turtle head coming out? I don't know.
Oh, nice. That's where the turtle comes
from. Turtle. Gotcha.
I figured I had to explain that.
And that would be an unhappy surprise for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, if you ate a butthole out and there was a big old lump of poop in there, that obviously it's the last time you do it, but I might just hit that bitch.
Or you're gross. Really drunk and you roll with it.
You have to be pretty fucking drunk.
I don't know if I could just fucking brush away a big old turd in my tongue, bro.
Not saying it's advisable.
No.
That's not like a 15-yard penalty. You continue to play the game. I don't think it's an ejection.
Personal foul.
All
right, Skip, what do you got for exploring Turtle Bay?
Well, see, for me, this conjures up thoughts of sex and water. So I think what it is there's a pool full of a whole bunch of naked people. And one person, closes their eyes. So it's like a kind of a sexual Marco Polo. Ooh. And the first person they touch with their filthy bits is the person they got to bang.
Oh, that's like...
It's fucking sexy, bro.
You're into the exploring Turtle Bay, huh, Brian?
Fuck it, if that's what it is. I don't know. I don't want to not find a pussy down there like Lou, and I don't want to find Dookie.
That's true. The pool would wash away the Dookie, but it wouldn't wash away the dick, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't say all women.
Yeah.
No.
It's too dangerous, dude.
I mean, like, sometimes that's the price you got to pay, all right, if you're going to give me this crazy, heinous orgy. Got to fuck a dude once in a while.
Yeah.
Then look, you got to pay to play.
Hey, look, man, if you're going to participate in orgies, you can't be afraid of it.
Right, you got to be all in.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I can't believe you do that in a fucking orgy, guy.
Like, I mean, there's an expectancy of, like, there's going to be some crossfire, you know?
No, that I'd get mad at. I would get real mad at that.
Like, you're probably going to come across at least a dude who wants to high-five you, like, during.
I'm much cooler with that. You're coming at me.
Yeah, I'd rather Eiffel Tower a dude than, you know, accidentally... end up picking him to be my bang partner for the night.
Yeah, right.
You know, one of our friends told me the story where he was banging this chick, and then this other dude, he wasn't really involved. Oh, no. He's banging her, and the other guy's getting a blowjob or something.
Cool story, Lou.
But the dude, the stranger who he doesn't know, is grabbing his ass and trying to help him thrust. And he's like, get the fuck off me, man.
It wasn't a gay thing. He's like, fuck like a champ, dude. Come on.
Like, they didn't go in it
together.
It's
a nitro boost.
Yeah. But the dude's like, yeah. You gotta hit it. It's like, oh, God.
And that man's name was Lou Figueroa.
If someone was like grabbing my ass when I was trying to have sex with some chick, bro, I'd have to stop having sex with that chick. Like, bro, fucking, this is, like, it's over, bro. Yeah. Get out of here.
He gots to fight the guy.
On that note, continue talking. I'm gonna tally up these.
You gotta fight the guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not much of a fighter, man. I'm asking him to leave first.
You know that guy.
Take your partner to another room.
Yeah, we're like, you gotta take that elsewhere, sir.
That guy's way too into it to go home without a shiner.
Okay, but then are you willing to leave the current kill you have and let him take it? Because that's a good way to cock block, bro. He's like, yeah, let me just slip in, boom, 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 boom. He's out. Then you're having sex with a chick.
Yeah, right. I mean, you go in, it's like poaching, right? You just caress the guy's ass a couple of times, he gets freaked out and leaves, and you step right in.
He's slipping unnoticed.
Yeah, man.
Like, you didn't even know about the change.
You'd have to be physically intimidating to do that, though. You'd be like, oh, I don't want to fight this fucking Brock Lesnar motherfucker. Like,
at that point, you just take a woman. That goes without saying. Like, you don't generally go around grabbing other dude's asses in an orgy environment.
You think it's a faux pas? I would rather probably. I'd rather have a dude grab my ass than eyeball me the entire time, just like looking at me dead in my eyes, like.
Really?
I would not want any other thing.
I think it's more if he was just, you know, if he was helping me do my thing, and okay, he's coming from a good place. I'm like, what's this guy staring at?
All right, I got the scores here. Lou, you were commanding the first half, and then you kind of fell off with the games at Stan game.
Stan, what'd you do to me, man?
Bit you at the end. And Lou, Brian, rather, was sagging at the beginning, but came alive at the games. But Skip was consistent throughout with a score of 17 to Brian's 15 and Lou's 14. Skip is the winner.
Ooh. Bravo. I did not expect this. Awesome.
Golf claps all around.
Well, especially appropriate given that, you know, Arnold Palmer passed.
Rest in peace.
That's right.
Let's take a moment of
golf
silence.
Claps all around.
Yeah.
Someone play that song, Crossroads.
Bone Thugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think Bone Thugs, I think Arnold Palmer.
You're in a white heaven if you see, like, just a Arnold Palmer handing you an Arnold Palmer. You're like, oh. Went to White Heaven.
Yeah, that sums it up, doesn't it?
Thank God.
It's the first
Colonel
thing.
Colonel Sanders hands you the recipe.
And then if you wake up and black people boo next door, that's white hell.
Oh, no.
Southern white hell, let's be clear.
Southern white.
I don't like the look of my new neighbors.
All right, so, Skip, why don't you plug your stuff one more time?
All right, so my other shows, Attention Deficit Order and Geek Dig, are all over the place. iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Geek Dig's on iHeartRadio. I think it's on Podbean. I don't know. All over, just Google them. Those are my other regular venues for broadcasting. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my main social media source, @skip_ADO radio.
Oh, shit.
You just shocked Brian with it.
Oh, radio.
But yeah, recommend both your shows very highly. And as for us, follow us on Twitter @PABComics. Like us on Facebook. Check out all our stuff. Just look up Paint It Black. You know where it is. And write and review all that stuff. So, Skip, we're going to give you 20 seconds at the end here to say whatever you want. Whenever you're ready, Brian, play that music.
You can go, Skip.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't sure which way that was going. So I would just like to thank the three of you for having me on. It was a lot of fun. Always interested in doing other people's podcasts because I don't have to produce the shit like ADO Radio. So thank you very much. I had a great time. And everyone should spark up a joint and just relax a little bit. I think that would do everyone a little good.
That's great.
That's my piece.
Great way to go out. Close the door behind you. Fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes, you'll remember me. Can I-